What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Toby didn't Leroy. Ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin. Hold to the show, man. Stairs in the sauce with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof. I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him. I never hated him. I never traded him. And if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Go take a large. So many more. 10 in the mar. Never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar. 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
You guys are bums. I just gotta say that off the bat.
Oh, what do you mean?
Where are your Vice shirts? It is Friday. No, you're wearing a black t-shirt. You're wearing a red t-shirt.
You're not
abiding by show code. It's not cold anymore. No hoodie excuses. Where are the Vice shirts?
I want to hear Leroy's excuse. I have a valid excuse.
I just walked in from the store. Mm-mm. I'll get one in the next break. You bum.
Don't do it on account of me. Clearly you're not in the spirit of the show. You're not in show mode today.
That's right.
Already.
Why does your shirt look like Playa Vibes?
Dude, it is Playa Vibes. That's exactly good. What it is. It's good, got like pun front. Like it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It looks like a sparkling pina colada.
By the way, I just went and got all the ones from Walmart.
All the what?
Oh, really? You wiped them out?
Okay. Walmart, they're not even...
When Leroy gets a new Celsius flavor, he gets a new Celsius flavor. Yeah. I tell you, he gets his horns in it.
And no one else in the area does either.
Nope.
Oh, I know. Nope. I'm like Baby D. You know, from Friday. Was it Friday?
Yeah.
She know when all the snacks are coming out.
My excuse is important, though. Valentine's Day, dude. You gotta focus on the holidays.
It ain't gonna be a Valentine's. Why are you wearing it with us?
You gotta be festive. That's your problem. You guys have such small little Grinch hearts. You gotta celebrate the holidays.
My wife did that.
It's Christmas, you idiot.
She got a heart shirt.
Well, happy Valentine's to you, gentlemen.
Happy Valentine's to you. Yeah. I don't think Finland's going to be sending any Valentines to the Kachuks because they invaded Finland yesterday.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
Can you just make the Kachuks stop, please?
The Kachuks shoved all of Finland in a locker yesterday. It was a good game until the start of that third period.
Well, the start of third period, was that the first time they had played together?
They were talking about that during
they didn't play together earlier in the game.
No, I think they had just like started dipping their toe in the water on it and then all hell just broke loose.
Yeah.
But they were talking about that during the game. They're like, yeah, they're not on the same line. We're not sure. Put the Kachuks together, all hell broke loose for the Finns.
Well, I was figuring they didn't put them in together because they both would have been fighting within 12 seconds of being on the court on the ice together.
Oh, they were fighting. They were kicking ass. Like it was really bad. Hey,
why did he go after his own player? Oh my!
Because these colors don't run, Leroy. He's there for the red, white, and blue.
And it's funny because they both got up smiling. Right? It's like.
Gooseies.
Oh, but I tell you what, it started slow, and then everybody needs a little Kachuk in their life, right?
Yeah.
As soon as they paired them up, that had to be fun, though. Could you imagine?
Yeah, I imagine. Yeah, it had to be so cool.
Right.
Had to be so cool for them yesterday, and they came from behind because the Finns got on the board first.
Yeah, they did.
But man, what a poor Finland. If you guys didn't see, get to our headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory. Like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Final score yesterday from Canada was 6-1 as the U.S. beat Finland. Matthew Kachuk and Brady Kachuk, each with a pair of goals. Matthew Kachuk also had an assist. We had 3 points on the day. Just killed him.
Yep.
I mean, unleashed in that 15 seconds into the third period, they go up 3-1, and it just, you have a goal seconds later, and you know, just a couple Kachuk goals just to add on to it. So. Really an impressive performance by Team USA after, as Leroy said, a slow start. They now will turn their attention to Canada on Saturday night as the Finns take on Sweden.
Canada in Canada.
Yep.
Man. Those Canadians won't take too kindly to Americans skating around on the ice.
Well, they're booing our anthem right now because of the whole tariff thing, you know, all the battles of 51st state and whatnot. Matthew Kachuk's like, I didn't like that. And so, you know, he's going to come in probably with a bald eagle on his shoulder. Hmm. Who knows? You know, he was
a real eagle.
Yeah, a real eagle. Yeah, I think he's coming in with a real eagle, a leather jacket. You know, I think he's just going to bring all of he's going to come in with a cape of the American flag. Just to just to make Canada. Now remember, listen, Matthew, Brady still has to live up there. So
you know. Good point. Canadians are mad about they're mad at Americans right now. I didn't know that. You're 100% right on that. I know you said they booed the national anthem, but they're very mad at us right now.
Yeah, they are.
There's a show at the Improv every Wednesday that is all the snowbirds from Canada. They come, they watch a French act of some sort. And they treat us they treat me and a lot of us very bad. And they're very angry at the man in charge, to say the least.
Well, look, I guess
it's our fault.
Yeah, I'm like,
it's not great to see, especially in a competition like this where everybody is, you know, that's part of the beauty of the game of hockey, but. It is what it is. I mean, they've been doing it at NBA games. They've been doing it with everything right now.
Man.
Well, it's no different than what we would do if it were reversed. Like, I'd like to say that we would always take the high road, but have you been in this country?
No.
We do not.
No, so, it's I can't disagree with that, but
right.
So I don't know what that's going to make for an atmosphere on Saturday night when this this continues, but this is the matchup I think everybody's looking forward to. They were talking about, you know, the Finns and the Swedes hate each other, which is great. I mean, you know, that's nice for all of them. Like, but
two nice countries hate each other.
They don't like each other. You know, everyone's gonna have a beef with some kind of neighbor.
I mean, Sweden and Finland.
By the way, thanks a lot, Lusterainen. Way to score last night. Jeez.
E2.
Jeez. He had a couple shots at like the he had like two attempts. I was like, oh, could have had that. Anyway, that was your hockey. On the other side of things, Tyreek Hill is going to race Noah Lyles.
No way.
That's what they say.
Yeah, and Conor McGregor is going to come back.
It's going to be the equivalent to you racing me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, but
I don't think
like right now in this present state,
there's fast.
Yeah.
And there's professional fast. Okay. Mm. Now, Tyreek is football fast, and he's run track. Right? That guy, track is his life. So the training that goes into it, you know what I mean, is a little bit different. Also, Tyreek's explosiveness on a football field is with his ability to accelerate, stop, accelerate, go, move, shake, you know, like that. Not just running in a straight line. So from that standpoint, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly. I've seen, and people say Tyreek is the fastest man that you've ever seen. I would argue that. I've played with Olympians, and their football speed is a little different. You don't realize how fast they are because they're playing football. However, please don't sleep on how fast Randy Moss was.
Is there a speed that he has the chance? Because they haven't determined a distance yet. Obviously, the longer it goes, the better it is for Noah Lyles. Is there a speed 60, that Tyreek has a chance?
60. Tyreek will get out quick and hopefully, you know, not get caught. For football players, that 40 to 60 yard is like very rarely are you ever going to have a distance farther than that. Right? And once you get that, you're very rarely going to get caught.
According to People magazine, the race distance, Hill prefers closer to 40 yards. Lyles favors 100 meters. The expectation is they will meet somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, 60 yards, 120 meters, or 55 yards would be right in the middle. 100 yards is great because the thing about sprinters is – they can maintain their speed longer, right? So it looks like they're pulling away when they're actually maintaining that top speed. Whereas Tyreek will get off to a good start if he has the stamina to keep it, right? Then that means he's probably one of the fastest guys in the world that we don't know about. I would argue that I played with two of the fastest individuals I've ever seen, and I've also played with guys who were Olympians. I played with a guy who won a silver medal in the 200. And I would say Randy Moss might be the fastest individual I've ever seen. And Eric Metcalf was more like Tyreek, his acceleration, his start and stuff like that. So it is going to be tough for Tyreek. If it's shorter, because understand, Noah Lyles is training for 100 and 200.
Yes.
So all of his training is centered around that. He's not training for 40. Tyreek would train for 40. So that means you're trying to get the top speed as quick as possible. So we'll see. It should be interesting. I don't know if it's shorter. I think Tyreek may have a chance because of his quickness.
Mm-hmm.
If it's longer, and I don't know what the distance would be, I think he gets run down and smoked.
All right, we'll take a break here on the show. When we come back, you're Miami Heat. Oof.
What are we
15
doing?
Minutes of heat.
What are we next? Doing? What are we doing?
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
We got to get on to ice hockey.
15 minutes of heat.
Minutes of heat here for you on 560 WQAM, which is brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida, get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com. Your Miami Heat losers. That's probably how I should just end it. Losers. Yep. Four straight losses as they lost to the Dallas Mavericks last night, or what remained of the Dallas Mavericks. 118, 113. At least the Heat didn't have any single-digit quarters, but they decided, you know what? About a couple quarters of giving up a 34 spot to the Dallas Mavericks. No stoppages whatsoever. Tyler Hero dropped 40 on them. Didn't matter. And no Bam Adebayo. Knee injury. No Andrew Wiggins. Bubble guts.
That would explain this whole season.
The whole season is
what happened in the 24-25 season. Bubble guts.
Bubble guts. Just
no Klay Thompson. Coward.
No Klay Thompson. No Kyrie. Obviously no AD. Just rando Mavericks.
And here's the problem. Rando other team always gives us more problems.
As soon as I saw the news that they were out, I saw I think I saw Anthony tweet that. He goes, no Kyrie tonight. I'm like, that's a loss. I'm serious. I'm just like, oh, great. I know how this is going to end. I know how this is going to end. Miami is now, for the first time this season, three games under 500. They have not won a game since making the Jimmy Butler trade official. Four straight losses for the Heat as they limp and poop their way into the All-Star break. Jaime Jaquez Jr. last night, 6 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. He's on his way to the Rising Stars game. Never has there been a star rising less than him.
Triple single.
This guy's a falling star.
Seriously.
Dude, why are you lashing out?
I'm done, dude. You see my hashtags. I'm already working drag for flag. I'm already working season in pooper for Cooper. I'm trying to tank at this point, dude, based off what I'm seeing.
But you can't tank in basketball.
Season in pooper for Cooper.
You can try and tank. I mean, like, it's not going to – you can tank if you want to get into this particular draft for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. The Heat, in some form or fashion, could end up with 2 first-round picks this year.
Yeah.
Because their pick is lottery protected. They could – do that.
Look at that.
But you're not, Marcos, they're never going to be bad enough to go, like, they're not going to be able to fall, like, to 12. It's not possible.
There's a way, dude. I promise. You put Terry Rozier out there, we'll be right where we need to be, dude.
Terry, can't even blame him.
Terry, remember how you blamed, remember how you played in Charlotte? Go do that.
Go do that. Remember that?
No, you can't blame Terry Rozier. Terry Rozier we were lashing out at. And he's probably sitting and be like, you see?
At least I shot the ball.
It was like, I'm just sitting here, just minding my own business on the toilet. That's crazy.
Not me.
It's just like, they're so bad, dude. Like, it's just like okay, we have a game where you have them shut down, then you can't score. You have a game where you can score, then they're going to score more than you. Like, they have no identity, no recipe. Just, what do the kids say? Mid. They give you moments. They give you flashes. Nobody's hitting threes.
That's
Jesus.
That's what the 500 team does.
Well, now they're sinking way below 500, Leroy.
Don't worry, they'll get it back to 500.
We'll see.
That's what they've been.
We'll see, dude.
Like, I don't understand. Why don't you accept that and you get mad every time I say that?
I don't get mad. I've agreed with you. I got mad with, you know, I'm not really mad at the idea that they are a mid or 500 team, but I do.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Who find frustrating in the midst of watching these games where it's like, oh yeah, they got this. They get there's things that look good here.
Big number one.
And then it's like, nope, just kidding. Surprise. It's always like a surprise party of suck.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they're hiding behind the couch and there is brick. Gotcha. Yeah.
And it's every shot too. Layups, three pointers, middies, everything.
I knew the moment that they lost yesterday when the Heat did this thing where they went on a 10-0 run. I was like, wow, look at them. Tyler was cooking. And they call timeout, or the Mavericks call timeout, come back, 8-0 run, take the lead. I'm just like, what are we doing? What are we doing? It's like it never can just be. And they're never going to just be modicums of success. It's always like, whoop, fail. Like, it's just, you go, it's like a seesaw of suck. I can't believe it, dude. You got Eric Spoelstra after the game?
Yeah.
All right, let's see what this guy had to say. I'm washed.
We need to have our breakthrough. We talked about it. We were actually plus seven when they called the timeout, and they went on an 8-0 run, then it ended up being another 6-0 run. I believe it was 14 and 15 straight. And we just have to be better. We have to be better with our execution, intentionality, with what we're trying to do offensively. I understand it wasn't going to be a lot of precision execution either way, because both teams were just switching everything and taking away all the triggers. But intentionality, you know, obviously needed to be better. And then, you know, we always talk about it, that you can alleviate a lot of that stuff with just you know, multiple stops in a row, but it happened fast. By the time I called that timeout, it was a minute and a half, 8-0 run. We're going to correct that. We're going to get better. We have enough experience with it now. Our guys are fully aware of it. Everybody wants to be better in these situations, you know, when we're up. Now we'll take a few days off and, you know, I'll get to work. The staff will get to work. You know, we'll do what we need to do. I promise we're going to correct this.
He said Steph's going to get to work. Can we write a ticket? Steph's going to go fix it. Steph, fix it, dude. Help.
Fix it, dude.
Fix it, Steph.
Fill out a ticket.
We have enough experience. How much more experience does one need in collapse, Bo? I felt like you want to know something, dude? All respect. I felt like I had enough experience at this when you forgot how many timeouts you had, which was zero. I was like, wow, I hope that doesn't happen again this season. It's crazy. And yet it's not, but it's just like it's infuriating is what it is.
It's frustrating.
Here is him saying that the urgency is right now.
You know, everybody understands the urgency right now. There's not a man in that locker room that doesn't understand it. You know, we're disappointed. We're frustrated. This is humbling. But this is what the league is right now, where all the teams are on any given week. You know, these games are like, they have so much impact, so much meaning. You can go 0-3 like we did, or you can go 3-0. You can have these wild swings of emotions and games. But we just need to put it together. We need to get together, you know, next Thursday and start working on this continuity and putting this thing together to have a great stretch run.
Whatever, dude.
Oh, who cares?
Yeah, like, Jesus. We have urgency. Yeah, do you? When does that ever happen during a game, Spo? When do you tell the guys, hey, this is an urgent time, does that ever get response? Doesn't feel like it. Yesterday, did you see him going mad because like they weren't fouling with like 20 seconds left? Then you see Spo, he's like, foul! And of course, they let 14 seconds run off, so there was like 6 seconds left. Not that they were going to win anyway, but you at least try. And they're just like, what? Why is he yelling at me? Just like, I don't know. Don't worry. Oof. You guys do whatever you got to do. Crazy.
Who would have predicted this before the season started?
That all hell would break loose?
Yeah. No. Like,
that they'd be right around 500?
Not even
with Jimmy Butler. I know what you're saying.
Like, but Leroy, you understand. Like, I understand, like, that's an easy thing to say that they're just under 500, but you understand that, like, this, like, the way that they've lost this season on top of losing Jimmy Butler, the way that that's all gone down, yes. Like, it is different. Like, you can't just put it in the box with other seasons.
Well, but look, I'm a firm believer that every season is different. But there's certain things that have been a constant with this team. And that is that one quarter where they just can't score. And by the time anybody realizes it, the other team's on a 20-2 run.
Yeah, although yesterday the problem was that there's no stops.
Right, which also leads to that, when you can't score and then you can't stop the other team. But this has been a consistent thing for a while, and maybe it's just because of you now, instead of veterans, you have a lot of young players that sometimes get caught peeking or looking where they shouldn't be, and somebody goes backdoor slam.
Peaky Blinders.
Right, something like that. The reasons may be different, but the one thing that has been consistent the last few years is every game they have one quarter where they cannot score. Sometimes they keep it close and they win the game. But there's a lot of times where you're talking about 10, 12, 8, 9, 36, 15.
And somebody, you know? Somebody tell baby boy, get over Jimmy leaving. He cries about it all time. Oh, Jimmy left, Jimmy this, Jimmy that. Who cares? Make three. We need Mick's contract.
Back to being angry.
Oh, he just sulking all the time. I miss Jimmy. I miss Jimmy. He didn't want to be with you. Look at him. New best friend, Draymond Green. Ball puncher.
Don't forget Nut Kicker.
Nut Kicker and the Pants Pooper. They deserve each other. Okay. And you sitting here sulking. Hit three ball already. What are you going to do? Be next Jaime?
No.
I think the worst thing that happened, Jaime hit a three. I'm like, oh boy.
Mama, please, I'll get it together. You know, shots, you go through slumps.
But why does he talk like an old Serbian?
Because, like, that's just how they talk, dude.
Like, you got him talking like a 75-year-old Serbian.
Please, just let the, you know, build me up. Come, build me up, please.
Why every man Serbian talks like Gru?
It's just little rut. Mm-hmm, little rut. And that's how we ended up with Serbia. In Slovenia. Started with Little Rut.
Right.
Then we're all dispersed.
I don't think that's history. What does that have to do with basketball?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. And tell
now,
your,
now you're tell, using your phrases and Mama Jovic.
Exactly. Tell your coach he's coaching like Fat Cat. Stop playing Terry Rozier. Enough is enough.
Poor Terry. Out for two games, still getting the blame.
Didn't even play last night, Mama.
Mm-hmm. Lingering effects.
Wow, so you're blaming a guy who didn't play.
I don't want to blame. I blame all of this. You know, like, it's a disaster. And by the way, you know, we'll get into what they're saying, because I mean, the Warriors are in such a honeymoon phase right now. 3-1. Draymond is like, God, you want to tell me he's already got his Valentine. Jimmy Butler, his favorite. It's disgusting. Take a break. More to come on the show after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on 560 WQAM. Let's get to that road to repeat brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Well, last night, for the Cats fans out there, Little Finland was not able to withstand the storm that is the Tkachuk brothers. USA stomped on them in the third period. It's a good game. Nice back and forth. 2-1 going into the third period. Finland even got out to the early lead. But that firepower was too much, and especially the jolt of Matthew and Brady Tkachuk. Holy crap. I mean, they put it on the
Finns. Crazy, right?
Put it on them. And now they set up for what everybody's really been looking forward to in this tournament, which will be Team USA against Canada. Matthew Tkachuk saying that he's had this game circled for a while. He's been waiting for this matchup. And you know that he loves to antagonize. He loves to bother. And he's bringing baby bro with him. Just lighting these fools up. It was an exciting watch. I really enjoyed it.
I think this is amazing that you realize how good the players are on your team when you see them in events like this.
Yep.
Right? Because Matthew Tkachuk plays a role here. Right? He's not like Connor McDavid or somebody like – he doesn't have to be.
He's not a puck hog.
Right. But when you watch him in that environment and see him be aggressive and like, yeah.
Well, he came into this thing absolutely on fire. And if you were worried about international competition slowing him up, not the case. Not the case. In fact, I think he now owns a piece of Finland. I think he's going to bark. He goes, what's a good plot of land to own in Finland? I'm going to call it Tkachuk land. And I think Barkov's going to be like, you can't just do that. He goes, but I think I just did. Really, I felt bad for the Finns. They tried.
Yeah, they did. Like you said, it was a good game. But you know,
it was a good game. And then all hell broke loose in the third period.
Yeah.
It really, all hell broke loose. I really do like these international competitions, though. Like, I think, like, when does this ever fail? I'm really trying to, like, rack my brain around it. Because, you know, we got the All-Star weekend coming up for the NBA. It's going to be some goofy three-team tournament, and one of the teams is going to be taking on a G League team. And I'm just like, man, Adam Silver, you suck at this. Like, you know, and Goodell already threw in the towel. I guess you can't really do international when it comes to the NFL, but they already threw in the towel to it. Who doesn't love this? And I'm trying to say when the NBA side of things, like, it's never been a more international game. We saw how fun it was. Maybe you don't do it on an Olympic year because we already just got it. But, like, how are we not going to do world versus USA on the NBA side of things? Because this, for the hockey side of things, is so much fun.
Right. It is. Could they do it in basketball?
You definitely could.
You could, but could you? I mean, if you did an international team, everybody would be 7 foot from the point guard to the center.
That's a pretty good team. Like, yeah,
well, Luke, if you think about it, Wimby.
Yep.
Would we, what, the five?
Yeah.
Wimby.
Joker would be the four.
Yep. Giannis would be the three.
Giannis.
Luka's your point guard.
Luka.
Yeah. And then. And then get
one of them Bogdanoviches.
No. SGA.
Oh, that's right.
Technically, yes. Oh, yeah. Technically, yes.
Yeah. Who's beating that team?
That'd be a great team.
Who's beating that team?
It's a great team.
They'd go against LeBron, obviously.
Cat. Anthony Davis, Anthony Edwards.
Steph.
Okay.
KD. Not a lot of new blood there.
What? Hey, that would be a game.
I'm telling you, right? Like, who doesn't love this?
That would be a game.
Who doesn't love this? This is so much fun. Like, I was like, I don't know. Am I going to like this Four Nations thing? And I was like, first of all, I mean, the Heat game sucked. I mean, you were watching a terrible basketball game. So I had that on the small computer. And then I'm like, wow, I'm like, man, this is good. And it helped that the kid. But I mean, also it helped there were a ton of Panthers. Like, they're like, all right, here. I mean, Lundy and Los Serena were doing some work together. I was like, ah, this is cool. Look at them go.
Well, that goes to show you how good your team is when you have most of the players.
Well, they were saying that on the broadcast. They're like, well, I guess we show you why the Panthers are so damn good because they're all through this whole damn tournament. Yeah. But it was cool. Like, I don't know who doesn't think that's goosies to see the two brothers never getting to play together.
Part was Tkachuk taken out. Who is it? Lostrinen? Took him out, and then they laugh.
And one of his goals was off Mikkola.
Jeez,
he's like, damn it! You know that they're like, Tkachuk.
Yeah,
I did think that was an interesting thing though that they said that I didn't even think about, where they were like, you know, the Finns, it's got to be a lot easier for him to play. I'm like, because he's like, because they actually get to speak Finnish, and I'm like, huh, that is interesting. So they all got to speak English. Is that the universal language when we're in hockey?
When you're in Florida, yeah.
I guess so.
I mean, you might get a random Maurice word like Jimmy. Brody.
You don't think Paul Maurice has brushed up on his Finland, is his Finnish with a little Duolingo? Doesn't have that little green owl?
He knows all the curse words for sure.
There's people from other countries that learn English, but we don't necessarily learn you know, a different language, and it wouldn't be Finnish.
I always found it funny. Remember a couple of years back when Goran was playing for the Euros and he was the captain of that team, and he started yelling at his team in English. And I was like, that's interesting. He was so mad. He was like cursing him out in English. And I was like, well, you would think he would curse him out in Slovenian. That was with baby Luka before Luka even got drafted.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway.
Now, as Dallas would say, he's fat and out of shape.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't mind having those problems.
And he lost to their backups.
Because guess what problems you don't have to worry about? Luka scoring.
Hey, we got a contest for you, the Slam Dunk in Vegas. Travel and accommodations for one winner and three guests plus $20,000. It's easy to enter. Just download the free Odyssey app. Log in or register for an account and listen to WQM or any participating station for a minimum of 1 hour a day for your entry. And you can do it every day. The Slam Dunk in Vegas. For your chance to win, listen to WQAM on the free Odyssey app. And when you stay in Vegas, it'll be at the Circa Resort Hotel and Casino and Las Vegas's premium sports viewing destination. And you guys can visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. This is a national contest, and those travel dates are March 17th through the 22nd. We'll take a break here on the show. Hour Tua is next.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.